Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're talking all about how to wear street style without looking ridiculous, right? So I'm sure you've seen street style inspired outfits that's on social media, Pinterest. It's like, how can you miss it? So these are looks that bring together casual and luxe items in like unexpected ways. So there's no rules, right, on how do you compare things together. And so in my opinion, street style is the ultimate example of the consumers us telling what fashion what is in, and more specifically, it symbolizes like the rise of individualism in fashion. This is a totally come as you are and be it who you will type of style. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. All right. So how do you pull this off? So here's the thing. We have to still do the same thing that we always do, is looking for items that actually fit our frame, you know, that feel good and that are comfortable. But instead of like certain items, you want to keep in mind certain concepts of how you want to put things together. So you want to think about items you can mix up in different ways and that, you know, that feel good, are comfortable and fit our size, right? So what I did is I put together just a few items I think you want to try to have in your wardrobe that'll help you create a street style inspired look. So the first thing is you want to have some loose items and some fitted street items, street style items. So it's just like the combination of these is what makes the look. So when you have too many loose items, you look sloppy, right? And we don't want to do that. We don't want to be looking like we're going to, a garage sale. Nothing like, you know, nothing wrong with garage sales, but that's not the look we're going for. So also a street style inspired look, it's all about visual interest paired with individuality. All right. So let's get into the items I think you want to kind of stock up on so that you can create this kind of look. The first thing I had is like a foundational item, a black dress, a bodycon black dress, you know. I have one that's not too fitted. I feel like that's really important so that it can be worn casually. And you know, also that you feel good in, right? So think of that as an item that you're going to layer with. The other thing you want to get is a hoodie. So, you know, it took me a while to find a hoodie I really liked. I landed on getting a hoodie dress. It's not too fitted. It's a little loose, but not too loose, right? So that one is also a foundational item to layer over. So you can, you know, go with maybe a cropped hoodie if you want. The idea is like get something a little loose that's comfortable that you can layer with and that, you know, will be kind of like a good like foundational item. The other thing you want to get is faux leather. I guess like faux leather, anything creates like a little edgy vibe, and it's good to have in your arsenal of items in your wardrobe for a street style inspired look. So, and these can be like loose and fitted items. So it could be like a tight or fitted item would be faux leather leggings. Or a looser item could be a pair of faux leather shorts. The other item you want to get is a blazer. Okay, so this is like a no-brainer, But before you start pulling out your Ann Taylor blazer for interviews, is you know, you want to think about a street style inspired look. It's about playing with proportions. And so you're going to want more of an oversized blazer in like a longer length so that it gives you more options and creates some structure and isn't too fitted, so you can use it as a layering over piece. Lastly, the most important item is you, because this is about individuality and bringing your own flavor to the party. So, you know, so you can wear what you want. So you want to really think about, what do I like wearing, right? I think about, like, what do I like to lounge around in, and how can I create a street style inspired look with that? So it's something comfortable, looks a little edgy, and it's more importantly, like, you know, it's fun. So that's what I would do, is just really think about what you love to wear, and then you can put the items together to create a street style inspired look. Okay, so what you want to do then, go to the show notes and you can see some ideas of how I put some things together, and hopefully that'll inspire you to get your own street style inspired look. Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at @LiveByViv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in, because you don't need to.